Blog Talk Radio.
Once a week, every Monday, to examine what's going on in Annapolis. We have a
Economic Development Committee that looks at promising practices and opportunities for our businesses. We have Small Business and Minority Enterprise Committee, a Committee on Green Technology, Education and Workforce, a Sports, Hospitality, Entertainment Committee. And then we have some new committees. We're looking at our health committee that takes advantage of the growing health industry, and also transportation, which is key in looking at, you know, how people, how where businesses grow, particularly with transit-oriented development. So we have meetings every week. Our committees offer a variety of ways where you can improve your business. And then we have our more higher profile events, like recently we had a chamber membership meeting where we had over 200 people there, and we talked about the state of the chamber, as well as smaller networking events just for business to get to know one another.
That is excellent. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that event that had over 200 people attend. I want to talk about how people that's not even a member of the Chamber of Commerce, can they get involved? We'll be right back with David Harrison, the president of Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce has been around for quite a long time, but also before the break, you stated there was a big event that had over 200 participants. How could one get what they call advance notice of an event like that take place, and where was that particular event? Where did it take place?
Sure. So it took place at the Metro Points Hotel, where, in fact, I think you're having an event there,
right,
which I'll be in attendance and to support your event, and looking forward to that. But it took place at the Metro Points Hotel. Again, we had over 200 members there, people who had wanted to reconsider their membership and really enthusiastically coming back on board. And what we did was we laid out this vision of the chamber, that we believe that this can be an organization that really brings business together, but others, to look at the quality of life issues in Prince George's County. We have a listserv of about 3,000 people that get messages to us every week. So if you want to give us a call at 301-731-5000, and like if you want to join the chamber, we can put you in touch with our membership office. But also, if you like to receive information from us once a week, we send out a weekly message, then just give us your email and we'll make sure you're in our database.
That's something that is so needed now in the era of our businesses coming and going. Our businesses aren't surviving at the rate that they're opening. And there's a reason for that. And what the Chamber of Commerce is doing, what I hear, is that you are definitely providing an opportunity, a vehicle to network and to bring people together so they can help each other. That's basically what this event on the 7th of March is about. It's the Coalition of Concerned Businesses, where businesses come together to support the Chamber of Commerce, but also other businesses, so we can now help each other. It's no longer business as usual. We've seen businesses come and go, and it's not necessary except for advertising, promotion, networking. If everyone knew what everyone does and the need is to fulfill the need that's necessary, then there's no reason for businesses to fail. And this is it's 2013, and I've been in business over 30 years. The magazine's been publishing over 30 years, from Russell's News to Be There magazine. I'm very familiar with the Chamber of Commerce. Also, I was the Prince George's County Police Officer. I've seen the county grow to an essence of business. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want you to talk about the newest shopping center where Wagmans is at in Prince George's County and give us your take on that particular area and how businesses have really improved in Prince George's County. We'll be right back with David Harrington, the president and CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. He'll be there. There'll be other significant individuals. Also, there'll be live entertainment. You can come promote yourself, network at its best, and be involved with people who can impact your business and your life. It's all about networking, making sure you're at the right place at the right time, connecting with people who has already done it. We're going to have several millionaires, African-American millionaires who have been successful in this area of business, but you'll be in a room where you can walk right up to the individual and speak to that person, get their card. But most important, you're going to be able to see David Harrington up close and personal, where you can not only talk to him but get his card, but he can give you inside information about the Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about the shopping centers in Prince George's County. We've had several shopping centers in Prince George's County that has been what I consider not to the point where it should be business-wise. They have not tested the longevity, and maybe you can touch upon that. But the new shopping center, it seems to be a awesome flavor of Prince George's County. And give us your take on that.
Well, the shopping center you're referring to is the Woodmore Town Center, and it has as number of shops, Wegmans, which is a high-end grocery store, Costco's alongside of it. Both are doing extremely well, beating out regional numbers. JCPenney there. But I think also what's really important that we made sure that we had a space for local entrepreneurs to take full advantage of that shopping center. So there's a, the name escapes me right now, but there's a local woman owner of an African shop there, and there's a variety of other shops there. And it does very well. It serves as a community hub where people can get to see their neighbors, but more importantly, it really serves as a seasonal job creator for many of our youth. And so it's turning out very well. And there's some other restaurants that I know are going to be that the developer is planning to lure to the shopping center.
That is excellent. And the individual you're talking about, she's going to be there on Thursday. She has been advertising with the magazine for the last 20 years. She's an excellent
woman.
Her name, her business is called Gallery Africa. And it is awesome location. It's right diagonally across from Wagmans. And I encourage everyone who's listening to stop by there and patronize that particular business. It's so important that we support each other's businesses. And Prince George's County is opportunity where we have the most affluent African-Americans in that county, And there's no reason why there shouldn't be members of the Chamber of Commerce. There should not be businesses that's not going to make it. And that's what our goal is right now. And I want to thank you. I want to take the time out of, to thank you for you taking the time out of your busy schedule to give us this information. This show will be in the archives for a year, so anyone can hear it on Be There Magazine, in the archives. They can have it on our Facebook page and Twitter, and they can understand where the Chamber of Commerce is coming from. We're going to take another break, and I want you to give us some key reasons that you would suggest a business get involved. I mean, just give us some points about why it's so important for the Chamber of Commerce to be members of the Chamber of Commerce, and what would it do to actually catapult your business to another level. We'll be right back with David Harrington. Give us some information on the actual membership and what's the advantage, the benefits and services that a member can get by just joining the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce.
Well, yeah, many of our members and most businesses in the county and clearly in the country are, you know, medium to small businesses, and so that reflects our membership. We have about 70% of our memberships are small business, and you know, so you live by the edges if you're a small business person. You don't have time to sort of look at and examine legislation which may be affecting you. For example, there's a minimum wage bill. There are tax issues that, you know, may affect your business, and so you want to be part of an association where you know are advocating for your best interest. So that's why you join the association. The other reason why you join is that, you know, people are doing some amazing things in the business community that you may not just have access to. Through our webpage and through our weekly alerts, you get direct information from us on what's working and what's not working in the business community. And then lastly, again, you may not have time to sort of figure out, well, where do you connect with other like businesses, or where you can connect to create some more entrepreneurial opportunities for you. Well, again, that's what the Chamber is there for, to help you to connect with individuals that ordinarily you wouldn't know whether or not to pick up the phone and then create a collaborative relationship with them. So we connect you in a way where you can further your business. We provide you with information for you to consider about growing your business. And then we, frankly, provide influence and protect you from legislation which may hurt your business. And that's why you want to be a part of an association like the Chamber.
How about advertisement? How can a person advertise their product or service with the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce?
Well, again, we just redesigned our webpage so that for two things. Number one, when you join the chamber, you'll get an access code that allow you a portal where you can advertise your business. We have a listserv of over 3,000 businesses, so that then you can, if you like, you can as a member, you can help advertise your business, and then at each of our events, we offer opportunities for businesses to advertise as well. And so it is a way to get your name out there. And to say that you are part of a chamber provides that kind of elevation and confirmation that you are a growing business.
As a member of the Chamber of Commerce, when you pay the membership dues and other investments in the Chamber of Commerce, are they tax deductible?
Well, that's a good question. I don't believe that they are tax deductible. We are a 501c6 organization that makes us a membership organization. But I don't believe they are, but I'd have to research that. That's a good question.
Okay. I'm almost 100% sure that it was, that you could use those, because it's a business expense and it's also something you're doing for your business. So it could be, it's definitely, my opinion, I believe it is taxable deductible. You can definitely use it as a tax write-off because you're doing something to benefit your business and it's an access for your business. So under some kind of category, your tax person could definitely use it as a tax deductible asset for your business. Also, last name, we're going to come back with some closing statements. But before we come back, I just want to say again, this organization has been around for a long time. A lot of people don't take advantage of what's in front of them. And Prince George's County is a growing county. It's a growing business county. It's time now that people step up and support these businesses in Prince George's County. And I want to commend you. How long have you been president?
Well, I was installed as president July 2012, and really enjoy being part of an organization that really can, again, help be a part of shaping a positive business environment for Prince George's County.
Well, I want to commend you for stepping up to the plate. It's not for the weak at heart. You are now in a position to help a lot of people, so I want to commend you just for taking the job. We're going to come right back with David Harrington and closing statements. This is Be There Magazine, networking at its best. We'll be right back.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much for being part of your show. And one plug I want to put out there, that we are joining our Prince George's County Schools for Principal for a Day. And that will take place on August the 17th. And we look forward, I'm sorry, April the 17th. And we want you to come to our website or call 301-731-5000. And sign up for Be Principal of a Day. We want to fill every slot in Prince George's County. So right now we have 100 slots to fill. We have another 100 people who have signed up. And please give us a call at 301-731-5000 so you know what's going on in Prince George's County Schools.
Tell us about this, more about this Principal for a Day. What does that consist of?
Well, all it is you shadow a principal and you help out in the school. But when we talk about education, you know, we want, you know, it's one thing to sort of see it at a distance, but we want also for people to look at our school system a way that where we could partner with businesses. And so where our schools can partner with businesses. Again, and I was mistaken, it's on Thursday, April 18th, all day, and you can register by calling the chamber at 301-731-5000, or if you receive one of our e-blasts, you can just click and register to be a principal for a day, and it's a great way for business to connect with the school system. That's April 18th, all day.
That is excellent. What you said is a mouthful, and I'm glad that you got that word out, because that would give opportunity for a business, but also a parent, anyone to actually see how the school system works for a day. And it would impact a person's life. As a former PG County police officer, we have a thing called a ride along. It was an opportunity for citizens to come and ride along with the police. But this is excellent for a citizen or a business individual to actually come and shadow a principal, because they can see firsthand that this is not no easy task to be a principal of a school. And they can also see the impact that they can have and how they can make their life better or the school better. So I want to commend the chamber for even doing it. How long have they been doing this? How long has that been in existence?
No, I think that's been in existence for at least a decade, if not longer. But yeah, it is. It's a wonderful way to connect with the school, and we believe in the chamber that a business climate can never reach its optimum without having strong schools. And so we want to connect with our schools in a meaningful way, so that then we can help with providing some resources for the schools, some mentorship for the schools, and so they have someone who they can call whenever the school needs help.
Great. Well, I want to commend you again for coming on, and I'm looking forward to seeing you March the 7th, spread the word, at the Metro Points Hotel. We're going to be there from 6:30 to about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we're going to have David Harrington. He'll be able to meet with you and see you up close and personal, get his business card, and also, will there be an opportunity to join the Chamber of Commerce right then, or you have any questions?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Our staff will be there, and then we'll be happy to take your membership.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, it'd be great. So they'll have the opportunity to become a member right there on the spot. But this is going to be a great opportunity, a great day. We've got some very, very important people, including yourself, but it's going to be opportunity, what I call the evening of 100 heavy hitters, movers and shakers, people in this town that's making a difference, people who are in business that are successful. Is nothing better than association. Association means something. It's who you associate with, who you connect with. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to go it alone. Don't ever, ever miss an opportunity to connect with someone like yourself. The work that you're doing and what you have achieved just to be in the presence of you is worth the tea in China. I'll see you on March the 7th. This is Be There Magazine, network at its best.
Thank you.